Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, March 3rd, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. The NAACP is suing former President Trump for his role in the deadly Capitol insurrection. Attorneys for the NAACP and Mississippi Representative Benny Thompson allege that Trump's rhetoric before the riot and his false claims of a stolen election amounted to a conspiracy to interfere with civil rights. I wonder at this point how many lawsuits and investigations are being conducted on this man. Seriously, what is wrong with these people? QAnoners believe that Donald Trump will somehow, regain his previous presidential power in an effort to take down a secret society of Satan-worshipping, cannibalistic pedophiles. Conspiracy theorists believe Trump's alleged second coming is supposed to happen on Thursday, March 4th. Up until the 1930s, March 4th was the traditional presidential inauguration day. After Joe Biden became president in January, conspiracy theorists hoped March 4th would be the day of Trump's resurrection of power. The federal law enforcement agency said Tuesday night that it had received, quote, concerning information and intelligence related to the date. In response, Capitol Police are preparing themselves for the arrival of QAnon believers in Washington, D.C. again. Have you ever had those moments where it seems as if Google hears what you're saying? For instance, I like to watch hair tutorials on YouTube, and now all I see online are advertisements for hair products. Interesting enough, Google plans to end ads that are targeted at users based on their individual browsing history across multiple sites. Reportedly, now, Google will use new tools to analyze the tendencies of users while online browsing on their own devices. Then, advertisers can target groups of users with similar interests, rather than individual users. According to the Google product manager, companies do not need to track individual people across the web to get an idea of their online consumer habits. This is who is responsible for running our country. So much for equality, huh? A state representative in Idaho voted against state funding to extend early childhood education. Why? Because he's concerned that mothers would actually have more time to themselves. Let me repeat. Republican Representative Charlie Shepard is worried that women would find other shit to do rather than be in the house all day. Quite literally, Shepard reportedly testified on Tuesday, quote, I don't think anybody does a better job than mothers in the home, and any bill that makes it easier or more convenient for mothers to come out of the home and let others raise their child, I don't think that's a good direction for us to be going. Therefore, he does not want nearly $6 million to help prepare children for kindergarten. I don't care about this man's personal practices, but what he's not going to do is tell me, as a woman, where I need to be. Adding insult to injury, he's confusing education with parenting. Someone please challenge this man in office. I'm so tired of these right-wing pundits blaming the so-called woke culture for holding people accountable for their actions. Conservative radio host Glenn Beck has totally freaked out about six Dr. Seuss books ceasing to be published and about the branding of Mr. Potato Head changing to be gender neutral. First of all, during his show Tuesday, Beck bitch-moaned and complained that Dr. Seuss books are being banned. He considers it fascism to destroy books. Sir, this is not Fahrenheit 451. These children's books contain imagery that is inappropriate and offensive. Also, they're not being banned. They're just no longer going to be published. Lastly on the subject, these are probably Dr. Seuss books that you've never even picked up. It's not like we're talking about Green Eggs and Ham or The Lorax here. When it came to Mr. Potato Head, Beck urged his listeners to buy the Mr. and Mrs. versions while they can because this is, quote, the end of freedom in America. All right. If this is what you consider to be the end of freedom in America, you have never had serious conversations with descendants of enslaved ancestors or people who are abused for not being documented and overworked with hard labor and or sexually exploited. Nonetheless, conservatives falsely believe Hasbro, the maker of Mr. Potato Head, was completely getting rid of the gender identities of the brand. In reality, the toy company is just renaming the overall brand Potato Head. The Mr. and Mrs. will still be available. Just as a reminder, Beck is the same guy who once compared political social progressives to Nazis. Maybe he should read more history books instead of worrying about Dr. Seuss. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.